This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last week, Aspen City Council voted in favor of a 90-day suspension of an agreement between the city and the Red Brick Center for the Arts. This comes after the Red Brick Center's former executive director, Angie Callen, was terminated and continues to be under criminal investigation for allegedly embezzling roughly $150,000. Joining me to discuss what that means for the Arts Council and its tenants is arts reporter Claire Woodcock. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
So what's going to change at the Red Brick?
Well, it's now under city management. Sarah Roy is the interim executive director over at the Red Brick, and the city of Aspen actually hired her on November 1st for a three-month period. So she'll still be the person that will get the call if a tenant of the Red Brick has a maintenance issue that needs addressing, but she'll also be working with the Red Brick Council for the Arts on, you know, continuing arts programming. The city's Parks and Recreation Department will oversee rent collection for the next 3 months, and the 15% management fee that came from tenants' rents will no longer go to the Arts Council. Rather, it will go to the cities. And finally, there were 13 leases that were up for renewal October 1st, and these tenants have all had their leases extended through the end of September of next year.
Okay, so then what are the implications of the city taking over this nonprofit space?
The city acknowledges it needs to be careful about how it approaches this. Jeff Woods, the city's Parks and Recreation Manager, says he's more concerned about the health of the organization rather than its finances.
We have this 90-day window to really do an operational assessment where we're looking at, you know, how we can look at this building, what the costs are. Is there a better model for running the building? This is not really only a financial. I think it's more of a long-term vision of where the Red Brick's going
to
go.
He's looking to the Wheeler Opera House and the Yellow Brick as potential models that the Red Brick Center for the Arts can look towards. As to whether or not the 90-day period will be extended into the long term, here's what Woods had to say.
One model could be the status quo the way it was. I think with more oversight and I think truthfully running the building is probably something that makes a lot of sense.
So the Red Brick Center for the Arts has been overseen by an independent council. Will they retain oversight?
The Red Brick Council still plans on being involved. Jackie Kasabak, who is the board president for the Red Brick Council for the Arts, says that the whole point of this process was to make this transitional period for the Red Brick Center as seamless as possible for tenants and resident artists. She says the council is working with the city during the interim period as needed and on suggestions for a future model, which she says looks vague at this point.
Okay, thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
That's Claire Woodcock. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.